college. Besides studying, it's the time when students spend their savings on energy drinks from the gas station, a slice of pizza or order of wings for dinner, and for some, the alcohol they consume on weekends. But when it really comes down to it, fun money is nothing compared to the cost of tuition. A study conducted by CNN in October of 2012 shows that tuition and fees have climbed 4.2% at four-year private schools to an average of $29,056 a year. With tuition rising each year, many students find themselves having to go home and work on weekends in order to help their financial situations. Springfield College student Eric Gates is the perfect example. He acknowledges how living on a college budget can be difficult.
It's tough living with college finances because knowing that I have to pay these off when I graduate, it can be stressful, especially when you have the stress of already going to school and having to get your degree. Like, it's not the typical college experience that I'm getting because I am working 20 hours, so my free time is limited working and going to school.
Gates is not alone. A report conducted by the Daily Free Press in January 2013 states, of the 19.7 million college students in the U.S., 72% work at least part-time jobs. Among these students, 20% work full-time year-round jobs. American International College student, also in Springfield, Connor Ellis is another example. Ellis is a sophomore nursing student who commutes from his home in Enfield, Connecticut to Springfield 5 days a week to help save money.
It's hard. My teachers don't care that I work, and my work doesn't care that I go to school, so I have to make sure that I give everything that I do, I give it my full energy and I don't slack. You know, I need money. It's not like I can't work and I need to go to school because I need to have a future. So I got to keep doing both. I don't really have a choice.
For some students, the financial problems they face may even be worth transferring. Western New England University transfer student Nick Van Odenhove previously attended Pace University in White Plains, New York. He admits part of the reason he left his previous school was because of financial issues.
Being in Westchester County really didn't help my financial interests at all because Westchester County is one of the more expensive counties in the United States. Anything I wanted, such as late-night snacks, food for the room, or going to the city, were extremely expensive, especially in comparison to home.
Director of Financial Aid at Western New England University, Kathleen Chambers, sees students struggling with their finances every day.
It's very difficult to work a schedule around working full-time and attending classes, you know, at odd times of the day. But you will see, like, the older students, that they will be working full-time because they're starting to realize the student loans that they have.
Chambers knows the effect that this could have for the future.
The press out there is that the student loans are the largest consumer debt that we have now. That's certainly a concern for the future.
Reporting from Springfield, for WAMC, I'm Sean McGuire.